Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Welcome to another week on Mind Games. And for those of you who are listening online, you'll be well aware that we're living in an increasingly virtual world. We're spending more and more time with new technologies and in the virtual space. And increasingly, our social connection comes through the form of social media, and we're connecting with more and more people in the e-world. And this is definitely going to have an impact on us. And so it's really, really important for us to understand this. And in particular, there's a lot of discussion in the media about the impact of cyberbullying on social connection for kids and teenagers online. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about that and reference study in the British Psychological Society research reports, which looked at online ostracism and actually looked at what happens when we get rejected online and what the experience and impact of that was. So the way that they studied this was really, really novel, and they used a game called Cyberball, which is an online game where research participants play a game of catch via the computer with two other people, or they're informed that they're playing against two other people, but really both other people are actually computer generated and they're programmed to actually exclude at certain points the participant in the research, and then they study what the impact of that was. And they did this with a number of ages, from primary school all the way up to adulthood, and actually did some questionnaires then on what the impact was of that ostracism or that rejection. What they were looking for was the impact on things like people's sense of self-esteem, self-efficacy, sense of belonging, sense of connection with people. The main findings were, and this is really, really interesting for those of us who have kids, is that children, teenagers and adults actually experience that ostracism in really, really different ways. So after being rejected by the cyberball game, then they give the participants some questionnaires. What the results found was that children who were ostracized really, really felt that in terms of their self-esteem and who they are in relation to others. So it had a big impact on how they see themselves. Teens in particular, based on where they're at in their developmental level, really felt that it had an impact on their sense of belonging. So it was more in relation to others that their impact was felt. Adults, the picture was a little bit more general, and it affected some in terms of self-esteem, some in terms of a sense of belonging and connection, but it wasn't as clear cut. Definitely for young children up to 12, then ostracism had a big impact on self-esteem. So it's worth considering that when we enter the virtual world with our kids and we allow them to get in touch with communities online, that this is where some of the impact may be if this happens. What's really, really important to remember and note is that after these participants were ostracized, they got to play cyberball again, in which case they were included. And that actually had a big impact then on how they felt across the board as well. So even if the impact may be felt when we're ostracized, it's nothing that we can't overcome given the conditions to do so. So if we're able to create welcoming spaces for the people that we have in our lives and not ostracize them in the real world, that will help with their ability to manage anything that happens in the virtual world. Careful online this week with Mind Games.